AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Voters sent a message to President Trump Tuesday that the economy doesn't feel as though it's booming, despite what he says. Ed Donahue has his response.
At the White House, the president noted 1 year ago today he won the presidential election.
Last night, it was not expected to be a victory. It was very Democrat areas, but I don't think it was good for Republicans. I don't think it was good. I'm not sure it was good for anybody.
Democrats won the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Democratic socialist Zoran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
Voters in California also approved a plan to overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries, giving Democrats a boost. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was a five-alarm fire for Donald Trump.
The Republicans' high-cost House is on fire, and they've only got themselves to blame.
Many voters expressed dissatisfaction with the president's handling of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president's again leaning on Senate Republicans to end the filibuster as a way to reopen the government, but Majority Leader John Thune says that's not happening. With air traffic controllers working unpaid during the shutdown, it's exacerbating staffing shortages, so the FAA says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning in an effort to maintain safety. In Louisville, Kentucky, a search for the missing continues after yesterday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane. Governor Andy Beshear.
Our fatality count is now up to 11. I expect it to reach 12, possibly, by the end of the day. And there are a handful of other people that we're still searching for that we hope weren't on site and that we hear were somewhere else.
That sound from WHAS 11 News. This is AP News. News for Florida oyster lovers. Jennifer King has it.
Oysters from Florida's Apalachicola Bay are known for being plump and sweet, but the waters where they grow have been closed for 5 years due to dwindling populations. Now, shellfish lovers and the historic waterfront town, which used to host a booming oyster industry, have something to look forward to. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission just approved a plan to reopen the bay for a limited oyster season beginning January 1st. A conservation analysis found only 5% of the bay's historic oyster habitat remains as the fishery was challenged by decreased freshwater flows, predation, overharvesting, habitat loss, and hurricanes. Some locals think the plan might be jumping the gun. Others have signed a petition opposing the new regulations as too restrictive. Commercial oystermen with a history of working the bay get application preference. Florida residents can go through a lottery to get recreational permits. I'm Jennifer King.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.